HelloFresh can save you much-needed time during the hectic holiday season with meals like spicy Southwest shrimp tacos that I fixed last night, which I recently enjoyed. Use code TBTBFREE.
TBTBFREE.
For free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/TBTBFREE.
TBTBFREE.
That's one breakfast item per box while subscription is active. And after you've saved money with your cooking, you can also save yourself some money and be able to do a good job at your financial stability with earning. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so watch it payday. The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin' app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, there's so many reasons why earning could be so beneficial to you. Maybe you have a special night out or a last minute gift for a loved one or an unexpected trip to the vet. Upcoming rent, because sometimes that thing sneak up on you. Or you need some new school clothes for your kids. Make earning a part of your financial routine. Enjoy earnings. Over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in beautiful under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help out the show. Beautiful. Under podcast, subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earning.com, TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Yeah.
That's funny.
How was Japan, Melissa?
It was great. It was good times. It was a lot of work, but it was a great time.
Man.
I'm happy.
That's what Kevin said. It was very much so a work trip.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not vacation at all.
No. I mean, but it was fun.
It was fun, though.
No, it was fun.
But we wasn't like, vacation, you should chill.
Yeah, there was no downtime.
We did not chill.
Remind me to ask them the question on camera. It's a good one. The one from Burning Questions. Yes.
We were talking about Common's dating history. Baby, she edited in Mike Epps.
Oh, Aubrey. You being a white girl for real,
Fly back and forth. She don't know these differences.
What? Oh, wow.
What in the world would you edit in Mike
Epps? Mike Epps is funny.
It's not even like two people that look alike.
That's all perfect.
Like Common and
Samuel L. Jackson.
She said, y'all light skin. That's close enough.
Make it enough.
Well, Aubrey. Now, if we mention black folk, just double check. Well, Melissa, that is the black person we mentioned.
And I don't watch her stuff, and so it posted. I saw the comment. Same. I said, oh, no.
I gave over the editing rights, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Because then you're doing your job all over.
Exactly. Right. And as long as I'm comfortable with what I said, there's no need. Right. There's no need to rewatch. But now the editing... Now I got to be careful about the editing.
No, I have to worry. I still have to worry about the edit out.
Huh?
Wu-Tang is getting a Vegas residency.
I want to go.
Me too.
I need to fulfill my 90s. I didn't listen to hip-hop because I was listening to...
You wouldn't want to go to that one.
The Saga Kids, Las Vegas residency, Silver Night tomorrow.
I'm all for these great artists getting Vegas residency.
I love
it. Ain't nothing but a 45-minute flight for us.
Vegas, fly me through the moon.
Dog, take me. I'll go to Vegas. Me and Melissa will go down to that.
I would go to Vegas today.
What's the airport?
Burbank.
Burbank Airport.
That's actually how I feel about Vegas.
They're about to redo it. They're moving it to the north side of the strip, of the airport.
You're talking about Burbank Airport.
Yeah,
Lizzo, maybe.
No.
It better not get a centimeter bigger. A centimeter bigger.
Burbank Airport. Oh, now come on. It needs to stay small. It's so nice.
Not a centimeter bigger.
Can we get through TSA? What is that even? It's just somebody greeting you, pretty much.
Hey, do you have a gun? Are you sure?
Come on. Look at me in the face. All right, go through. I love Burr. Literally, it's the only reason why when the kids move, I'm like, one day I'm going to be like, Kev, you want to go to Vegas? Listen, and we're just going to go. That's so
cool. I was just telling them on the podcast, I said, realize in 3 weeks, it's going to be the year that Zay Zay moves out. And then 2 years after that, Joe going to be in Greensboro.
I know.
But your babies will probably come back, though.
By the time they come back, they won't be waiting for us to come home anymore. Mm-mm. That part will be will have changed.
Oh, that part is over. Yeah,
that part's over. So you're like, listen, you want to go to Vegas? Gone.
Mm-hmm. I can't let the thought halfway cross my mind before I'm buying a plane.
Oh, we already live because I wanted to know. He said he got into the
season.
Oh, it is that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we're still waiting on that one though.
There's another one that y'all really. Do you think he'll choose it over?
No,
but y'all just want it.
He's not,
and I'm not buying no sweatshirt. If you don't go to that HBCU, I ain't buying no sweatshirt. I'll get a bumper sticker and put it in the window of my car. I ain't even going to put it on my car.
But it's the only reason is because I've convinced all the kids to go.
And Jay said really holding up. And he's so really holding up progress.
I'm telling him.
If he doesn't.
If you don't go.
They're not going
to
go.
You messed up the whole plan.
Mm.
All the other cousins are going. Do you understand?
You'll be the outlier.
Do you understand that?
To see
last night, I was like, that's what I keep telling him. You know how cool it would be for you all to go together? Like, this is such a unique time.
How many cousins does he have graduating this year?
He has, well, it'll be him, Mariah, Julian next year, Joe the year after that, and then Nehemiah the year after that.
Okay, so five families.
So at least I'll be able to be there one yes, year together.
Exactly. And that brings me so much joy.
They don't even know it, though.
And that's truly crazy. They say youth is wasted on the young. No, wisdom is wasted on the old.
You said, because we can't use it.
Because
we're done.
I can't go back and redo the past. If you would listen to the wisdom I'm giving you now.
You could all go to HBCU for like a grad school.
Oh, no, I've thought about it. They didn't have my degree. I would have went. They didn't have an MFA at any grad school that I could. They didn't have the MUFA, but the doctorate, trust and believe. I don't care if it's from the tiniest HBCU ever existed.
Northwest Southwest State.
As long as they have it, but I'm going to need them to do a virtual program because I'm not going.
Northwest Southeast State.
Uh-huh. Tell me when you're ready for me.
I'm ready.
Okay, let me get this done.
That all counts too.
Eight minutes.
Okay. When I tell you.
That all counts.
Oh.
Put that pre-roll at the back and then go into that.
No, she can gray it out.
This make is it enough.
Correct.
Don't hold your hands together like that.
That's
old black women. It's happening, Angie. You've got to shuck peas and clean these greens.
I am there. I'm big fours, and I wear this proudly.
Girl said, now listen, Marcus, you carry that down to town.
I caught myself one day.
What you did,
I was standing in the backyard looking over the hill like this.
This is my old man right here.
I was like, this I looked there like, hey. I was like, where did that come from?
Piece of grass hanging out your lip. Now, you want to do is.
You want to move that hay on over yonder to make sure, because the cows got to graze over there now. So you got to make space for them, all right?
That's an old man.
Come next season, them crops going to be good and right.
He went to yell at Lil Marcus.
Come next season.
He went to yell at Lil Marcus at something I'd already got on him about. We had to leave what we thought was a school event. And Lil Marcus, when we leave him there with the kids, we're like, you got to leave your door open just in case something pop off. The door, Lil Marcus had his door closed. I was like, we getting ready to leave. He was like, I got to record something on Zoom for class and I need it for sound. I said, okay, as soon as you're done, open the door. We getting ready to leave. Marcus! And Lil Marcus is like, yes, sir. Why? We get ready to leave. I was like, Marcus, I already told him. Well, his door is closed and he's open. I said, he's got to record for sound. Hi! Just yell in a completely conceding to, I don't know what the hell's going on in my own house.
No.
Also, hi.
No, I was Sunday. Was it Saturday or Sunday? I'm at the house. Doorbell rings for like the third or fourth time in a row. I'm like, who is this now? Marcus, for some reason, running down the steps. I'm like, why are you? I'm thinking to myself, why are you going to run into the door? Open it is one of his friends and one of his friends' dads. And I was like, immediately, I just said, I didn't know anything about this. What is going
Why
on?
Why y'all at my house? And who gave y'all the address?
Nobody had answers. I was like, Marcus? I said, come on in. I told him his dad to come in. I know the dad's looking at me like,
come on in. I got some good
beans
on
leave
the
my son with you.
Right.
I said, oh, are you going to Universal today? I'm pretty sure I'm going. Are you going or not? Because that's why this man done drove his son over here, I'm sure.
This is the answer that drives me crazy. I said, Josiah, you live in the gray. I need a yes or no.
Marcus live in dark gray.
You don't know
it's
what's
damn
happening.
Near black.
No,
it's dark gray.
It's not even dark gray. It's that, you know, when you want to make a PNG and you want the background to be not
the transparent.
There. He lives in the transparent. He don't know what color it is.
Yeah. That's Joe.
I'm like, you know anything?
I'm pretty sure, or I think. I'm like, I need, this is what it is, or this is what it ain't.
Perfect. How you getting there?
I don't know.
Well, nigga,
who's
then you
be
ain't
there?
Going. Right. Go lay down there.
Yeah, where's it at?
I don't know. Well, guess what? I don't know either. Go away.
Let
get
me
out
tell
of my
y'all,
face.
Now we gonna, shush.
We gonna stay here.
Let me tell you what Isaiah about lost his everlasting mind. He forgot who his parents were. Hey, y'all, my school is going camping in San Diego. This, when he's talking to us, this is like Wednesday.
Yes.
We're going to camping in San Diego. This was going to be, me and Melissa was going to be out of town.
Yes.
He was like, they're going to leave on Saturday. We'll be back Monday. They didn't have school or whatever. We're like, okay, we didn't know anything about this. Like, and y'all supposed to be leaving in a day or two. Where are y'all camping at? What's the address? I don't know. Okay. So
Who's
is the
charge?
School taking you?
Yes.
What's the name of the program? He says, let's say Jimba. Okay, have you Googled this? No. We Googled Jimba. No camping, nothing. Never even, don't even exist. Wow. I say, how y'all getting there? I don't
know. No,
some
no.
Parents.
Some parents. I said, well, what parents? Because we know the parents. He's been in school a long time. We know the parents. Tell us the parents. Is this mama going? No. Is this mama going? No. Is this mama going? Who's going?
And then he goes,
because this sound like you finna get kidnapped.
Where's the address in San Diego? I don't know. I said, you want us to send our black child
to
a nondescript location in San Diego while we're not home?
This sounds like you
want
to be on the news.
Yeah.
The school don't say it. The camp you say ain't Googleable. There's no campsite. You don't know the campsite. You ain't at a hotel. Guess where you're camping? In your room.
In your room. So he didn't get
to go. Sheet.
Y'all never got the info.
Sheet. What?
No, I was going to reach out to their career counselor to have him give me the info. And we were like, honestly.
I said, you're not going.
It's fine.
Like, next time you want to go somewhere, how about you give a who, what, when, where, why? You have nothing. I said, you get lost. Questions. We don't even know where to tell the people. Our son is somewhere in San Diego, which is only one of the top 15 largest cities in the United States.
Yeah.
Camping somewhere.
With a border.
Now
his organs harvested.
So he's somewhere between California and Mexico.
Yeah. You know how I am. You're already at the second location.
You're kidnapped.
You're gone.
Fresh athletic boy kidney
to the second location.
High dollar.
You are dead.
They getting good black market dollars for liver.
Yeah.
Oh, you got good lungs. You ain't even vape. Give me that black boy lungs.
You ain't even.
You're going to come back in a casket empty. It's going to be a husk of skin. They have nothing
Deshaun,
in there.
It's always kidnapping.
Well, y'all was kidnapping my baby in San Diego. I can't visit there. Exactly. I can't do a show again.
I don't remember if y'all was on tour or not. I don't remember. I know Marcus was in middle school. He came to us one night and said, I have a project due, and told me all the stuff he needed.
I love a good late night project.
We said, when is this project due? Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, his mama was there. I don't know if she Instacart. I don't know what happened. I remember she went.
You have to have
got
a
bunch of stuff
of
arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts.
Oh yeah, okay.
And of course she's frustrated. They whipped that project together. I told him once it was done. I said, Marcus, just know if your mama's not here, you're failing this. If it's up to me, it's not.
I'm
not happy. It's not happening.
Oh,
tomorrow. You should have told me 2 weeks ago,
I
nigga.
Agree.
You failed, and it's
Melissa
your fault.
Has turned in 15, 20 great projects over the years from her second time at third grade to eighth grade. I told Zayze and JoJo, tell me that the day before. You know what I'm gonna tell you? F.
Yeah.
I found out today.
And you in trouble.
And now you're grounded.
Yeah.
You're on restriction.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not gonna rush. I done worked. She worked all day too. That's the mother in you.
Yeah.
I want you to learn from this mistake.
Absolutely.
And I'm not learning.
I'm all for the lessons. I'm all for the lessons.
I passed.
I'm here to protect.
No volcano.
All of that.
What's the thing in the shoebox called? The diatribe?
Yes.
The fact that you damn near remember the name.
Diorama?
Yeah, all of that.
I'm not building it.
Construction paper?
I'm not cutting that. Melissa done Instacarted them three card.
The presentation.
I keep those on stack now.
Yeah, you got to keep them.
The procedure.
Yes.
The this, the no, that.
That's a science project.
Whatever it is.
The hypothetical.
Hypothesis.
The hypothetical.
I was like, yeah.
Agent done sent his boy to school with wet glue. With me, if it didn't dry last week, you failed and you in trouble now. This is your fault.
I love that you failed and you're in trouble.
Yeah, he don't
You're
care.
In trouble with them, but more importantly, you're in trouble with me.
No, I'm absolutely trying to save my son, except for last week. Now, he's done great. Because I don't pay no attention, to be honest, to make sure he's on top of his stuff. And they, in high school, they don't have to wear a uniform except for on assembly days. They have to wear a suit.
Which is like once a month or something.
Mm. Yeah. So on a day that they closed the road and there was mad traffic getting to the school, he's going to call me at 8 something. I had a meeting downtown last week and he's like, Mama, apparently it's assembly day. And he went to school in sweats, in a hoodie. And he was like, I said, so you about to get detention? He was like, unless you can bring me my uniform. So I put the uniform together. I'm still trying to get Amar together. And then I realized if I drop off Amar where he has to go, then I have to get to my son. I'm going to be late to my meeting. So I had to text him. And I said, you're going to have to take this L, son. I feel bad, but go ahead and get ready for detention.
This is life.
This is, you're going to have to. He was like, man. He said, dang it. That's what he typed. Nah, dang it.
He said, damn it, I'm sure.
Marcus be cussing. He said, damn it out loud. But
Marcus be cussing. He don't know we know.
So when I saw him, he know we know. We asked him.
Oh, yeah.
I said, he did admit it. I said, did you get detention? He was like, nah. Didn't nobody say nothing. I know he felt so good because he was just like, I'll still be able to cash in on you bringing me a gag on uniform because I will.
We done. Joe.
Marcus texted me
this
that
is why
tough
hard
shit.
To leave them. Joe has been playing soccer regularly for, I don't know, 10 years.
10 since years. We've been here. Mm-hmm.
That man ain't never known what time the practice is.
Oh my God.
What clothes they got to wear.
Oh, that would piss me off.
That boy don't. Melissa, yeah. the boy got multiple shirts, training shirts, multiple shorts. You could wash one, pack one. Melissa doggone have told this boy, I feel like all we do sometimes is tell them the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. Ho.
Pack That's both parenting. Uniforms. Because you don't know if the team is going to play in the home or away. Pack both. Pack enough pair of socks. Pack enough waters. That boy go to school. The practice is after school.
Can you bring my soccer bag? I forgot my soccer bag.
What he said
like that. I don't know how to have I don't know practice.
Melissa will put in the chat. Here's your practice Monday and every day. This practice, let me tell you something.
This
school.
Is a venting session.
We need this, Melissa.
Sports, school in at 2:30. Basketball is 3:30 every day.
It's so true.
Yeah. It's just from 3:30 to 5.
No, you know that.
It's around.
Pack your clothes on Monday. Take all your tryouts, all your uniform, everything.
Leave it in the locker every day. Monday combined, 2:30 to 3:17. Tuesday, 4 to 6:30. Wednesday, we maybe not going to do it. Thursday,
maybe not.
Before school, we got stuff to do. When I drop them off at down to, this is why I was ready for him to go to high school. When I drop you off down to the school, do all the school.
Yeah.
Then I come pick you up. Yeah. You go to school.
Do all the school.
I don't want to talk you from, he going to have soccer practice at 4:30. School get out at 2:30. You want to pick you up so you can come home and eat a sandwich? Nigga, you better walk around.
And find the food.
Walk around. When we didn't have games till 5:30, we walk around.
Get a vending machine.
Ain't nobody coming to pick us up to take us back, to come back and pick us up and take us back again.
Kev,
walk up, go play in the woods.
If my kids knew.
Get in that creek.
If they knew what bipolar was, they would swear up and down that was me. Because look, I know that I have to be nice to them and joke around with them. Because I know as soon as we get home, I'm flipping my shit.
Oh yeah, he's going to be.
I don't even know why yet. But as soon as we get home. It,
whose shoes is in the lid? Why is your socks in here? Why would you leave your socks on? How
oh, they do.
Upstairs,
okay.
Get your socks off. Put your shoes on. Why is y'all backpacks open? Why are they open on the floor? All your shit is on the floor right now, Si. Kai, why is your backpack inside out? Y'all ain't gonna clean none of this shit up.
Let it have all evening.
Marcus, why is the recycle spilling out? You had to step over this to get outside. You live here.
Yeah.
You see the trash, the dark.
What are your pants?
Why are your... Come on, y'all. Do y'all like when I'm like this?
So Melissa say, look, this is Melissa. She don't never yell. She can't yell good. But what she can do is stern talking to everybody in the living room. Everybody in the living room.
Oh, we gonna have a family
this
meeting.
Melissa, you is you Zay,
we
you
gonna
Joe.
Have a family meeting.
This is Melissa how she start off when she pissed off. You live here. You live here?
Yes.
You live here.
Yes.
Me and your dad also live here.
Yes.
We all live here. Yes. How come we the only people that do stuff when we all live here?
Uh-huh.
When you see stuff in the trash, when you couldn't close the lid, why didn't you take it out? Because you live here. You don't live here. You eat here. You sleep here. You take showers here. You live here.
Just take pride in where you live.
No, they don't do that. They know as long as I'm yelling, they safe.
Yeah.
When I get quiet like that, it's like, oh, he's about to snap for real.
Uh-huh.
As long as I'm yelling, you good. It's like, all right, daddy, whatever. They'll ignore me.
That voice is tall
but
when until I go, she start talking. Look, then they be like, they be getting small in the couch.
The tears will well up in Marcus's eyes, and I be like, come here. I just see just the moisture come. Side cow, both of them. Come here. That's when they know. If I'm yelling, they know they good. But I know I have to, like, joke around with them, be nice, because I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to end up flipping my shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got to follow. Now y'all done got your mama upset. Now you know this when I come in. Y'all know I usually be playing around. It's all fun and games. What she said?
Yeah.
Y'all live here. Huh?
Now she mad at
now
me
I
too.
I got to go out all over the country telling jokes all over the country so y'all can have your PS5 and your Wi-Fi. And I got to come home and I got to take the trash out?
We had a family audition and we had to hurry up and shoot it because we thought we had to leave the house. And these damn twins, when we do a slate, I'm be like, did we practice the slate so that they can just knock it out so we can do it? I'm like, hi.
Name, age, and grade. That's all you got to say.
I was like, hi, I'm Angel Lakita Moore. We're the Tanksley family. We go to the first twin. I'm... What we're not doing is this.
This is what I said. Y'all, we got to hurry up, cut that shit out, and get it right.
Well, we're not. Second take. You could see all the happiness that left my family. Hi, I'm Cy Tanksley. I'm eight.
That's literally. Look.
Shut up and be
look,
happy.
You know what Angel said?
Not so happy
Angel
that said, you don't laugh.
Delete that one so I don't accidentally send it.
Exactly what I
said. You better be happier than that, but not as happy as you were in the first take.
To the point that they weren't even answering the questions to the camera. They were answering them to me to make sure they had my approval. What I like to do is it's a cozy place with great memories.
Miss Ma'am,
yes.
I like cheese, grilled cheese sandwich.
I was like, that's good. And what did you think about home? Everybody, even Marcus, was now answering
I was
questions.
Like,
we play games in the car. Yeah. The
in,
car.
In the car.
We play games.
Like, are you okay with that?
We do play games in the car.
Are you okay with
that? It was, I was like, we ain't getting this. They're like, she's beating everyone. The only person that was still in a good mood was Amar because I let him stutter through his answers. I didn't even want him to answer. He was like, what about me? I said, go ahead and answer. I think a home
it's
and
me.
Family and a good place to sleep and I'm good job, baby. Good job. And I'm okay. Okay.
We can just go submit it anyway. Just in case nobody else submitted
it. Right. We just gonna go ahead and give them this because I'm not ready. He did. What about me, baby? You don't know what we're talking about.
Good job, baby.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. We have so many ads and I can't find the one that we're supposed to be doing right now.
There's a transition.
Which is Rocket Money. Yeah. Listen, you guys. Let me tell you. We're leaving 2023. We're going into 2024. One of the things that you should be looking at is what are you doing wrong in life? One of the things that I know most of y'all doing wrong is y'all got all these daggone subscriptions that y'all ain't paying no attention to.
Sure, you're right.
All these apps that you only watch one show for, why? Why are you paying $12.99 for a reality TV show per month? And the show only lasts for 2 months? Cancel that thing, okay? And we have something to help you if you can't remember to cancel, and that's Rocket Money.
Rocket Money.
Okay, listen, if I were to ask you to list all the subscriptions that you had, you would probably be shocked at the ones that you're not remembering. I know for me, it was definitely a shocker, especially when we were doing our taxes. I was like, let me see what all we have. I went through my bank statement, and I was like, why? Why am I doing this to myself? Well, that time is now over. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and catches or cancels your unwanted subscription, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see anything I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get a refund on the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. With Rocket Money, all you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year. With over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
That's rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
Ooh, child.
Oh, congratulations to Dr. Alicia Cheek. She just had her second baby.
She had that baby.
Congratulations.
Ain't nobody told me nothing.
They ain't called me down at the job and told
ain't
me.
Ain't nobody called me down to the plant. Yeah. I was off.
Yeah.
I had a lunch break down to the plant. Nobody told me nothing.
Congratulations.
She got a baby who looked just like her. Mm-hmm. Her son Desmond.
He do.
God said, I don't have time for new. Give that. Yeah. Give everything you have to that baby. Go. I got other stuff to do.
Well, yeah. You gonna ask him the question?
Ooh.
All right.
So me and Marcus on our podcast, we've been doing burning questions. That's a little game that we play. It's fun, little intriguing questions. And there was a question that we asked each other yesterday, and I said, "Oh, we gotta ask the Fredricksons on camera."
What you talking?
And the question was, what reality TV show would you love to be a cast member on?
Currently
or of all time?
All time is fine for me. I had to say to Marcus, willing, because I know he's not, he don't love willing? To do nothing. Because it says, would you love to be on? I just had to say,
would you
willing.
Be willing to be on?
Yeah, because he don't love nothing.
Okay. He loves the doggone old school.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he ended up picking, a car reality TV show.
Oh, dang. I was thinking, okay. Ooh, that's a good question. Let me think.
Yeah, a reality show I would love to be on. And I'm an active cast member.
Oh, yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a peach.
Storyline.
You got
in the intro.
You got a saying at the intro. Top.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd be holding a wrench.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm actively involved in. I would like to, oh, does this count?
Let me see.
I would like to be on. Okay, hold on. Let me think.
You can call me Miss Kev on stage, Mercedes Melissa comes out at night.
Yes.
Cinnamon.
Real Wives of the Valley.
Yeah, it would have to be something like...
I can't wait to hear.
Like an old school, like real world road rules.
Ooh,
type
living
thing.
In the house.
Yeah,
with all
living
the people.
In house. Mm. Yes.
Ooh.
But the old school version before it was like what it is today.
I don't even know what it is today.
Yeah,
like
it's like
Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a traveling thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
New city each season.
That or like a what not to wear.
Okay.
Because I love stuff like that too. But I would do like a real world road rules. Like,
wow.
Be in the universe, do the challenges.
Top Gear.
Do the stuff.
Oh, wow. That's the show. Yours is
that's
top.
One
top
of Gear. Them. Yeah, I do Top Gear.
This
one
guy
of them.
I work with used to direct that. He was very proud of
nice,
me.
Nice, Kev. You're so well traveled and know everybody.
No, it was cool. I just. Man.
He's just being ass. What's yours, Kev, on stage?
Does Diners, Drives, and Dives count?
Yeah.
Does what?
Diners, Drives, and Dives?
I mean, kind of, it's, sort of. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to say that because that's my show.
But you want to host it.
I want to push Guy Fieri out of Food Network.
That man got the money.
100 mil.
Okay, it's the baseball dude and Guy Fieri. That's
seriously.
It.
Seriously.
If you couldn't host, what would you, what show?
Okay, let me think.
If you had to be like an actual participant.
Honestly, this is very recent. Okay, so I want to say Squid Game Challenge Show.
Oh, I can see you doing that.
But I'm going to tell you what I don't like about that.
Kev would actually be good, though.
I would be great, but I would get kicked out. Anytime where you be too popular or draw too much attention,
everybody
they kick that person out.
Yeah.
I was telling Liz when we were watching, I said, they get me out of there so bad. I cannot help but be the center of attention.
Oh, yeah,
and in that episode, niggas say one, two things, they'd be like, get him out or get her out. But I don't want my loss to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I lose, I want to lose for me only.
Like, the chance? You don't want the chance one?
Yeah. I don't want, like,
you don't want to get voted out.
Like the battleship. Like the battleship.
The
or the bridge.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, the Bridge is okay. At least I made my choice. But the Battleship, I can't control. You pick the number.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. I want to lose.
The phone call.
Yeah, like the physical 100, everybody who lost, you lost. It wasn't chance. It wasn't, you couldn't do that physical activity. So I think I probably would pick The Amazing Race.
Listen, we wanted to do The Amazing Race so bad.
The Amazing Race, me and Melissa was watching that for a little bit. No,
we watched that faithfully.
That looks so fun.
You want to travel and just...
Oh.
You talking so disrespectful, hunt. Though.
Well, yeah, we would have been.
I just don't think we would. I'm not good at the puzzles and stuff, and me and Melissa probably get into an argument.
We wouldn't survive it.
We would have been.
Our marriage would not survive it.
We would have got a divorce. We would have definitely been great television. We would have been super duper competitive with everyone else.
Yeah.
I think we would have made it pretty far, but I don't know if we would have won. I have friends that actually won.
Won the race?
Yeah, recently, like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
What'd the winner get?
Like a million of money.
Oh, dang, they got a million?
Yeah, some nice amount. And then our good friend was a producer on the show, and he was like...
I was talking to him at the one of your kids' birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was like, no, you would have hated it. He was like, y'all would not have wanted to do it. I was like... Yes, but I'm like, I still think we would have had a great
time. From seeing like some of the stuff that the other couples do to like the other couples, I'm like, oh, I'd be... Bitch, first of all.
Absolutely. And he can eat stuff that's nasty. So that's the only part I can't do. Everything else,
I can't.
Yeah, if it's nasty, I'll throw up. So like when they're like, eat the entire cow testicle.
I'm like, give me them nuts.
But I would lose on
eat it like an apple.
I would lose on the dancing coordination crap. I would lose on the food stuff. That's why I couldn't do this.
I would lose on the running.
Melissa's singing should be first on the list, though. Amazing Race, count me in.
He is from that high point.
In
we
my
lost.
Mind, I would be all for it. And then I would get there and be like, y'all want me to do what?
No. The way you responded when you were, I think you were, there was the fish.
Scuba diving.
When you caught that fish, it was so funny. Watch you go from Melissa to Miss Kev on stage to Melissa to Miss Kev. She was like, yeah.
That scared me.
And that was the video that I could fit in the Instagram. That first, Melissa smacked the fish all over the people's stuff.
Freaking me out.
She said, "Ooh, sorry." The person was like,
first of all, they're heavy. I don't know why I didn't think fish were heavy. Mm-hmm. They are.
Dude, I don't know why I thought you would have been fishing. Like, it just seems like
I realized at the point, I said, "You've never been fishing." She said,
I grew up military, so I never
I'm thinking because of your dad, I'm thinking, oh, they'd have now been fishing and in worms and all that.
I never did know that.
In a minute, but she, but listen,
a long time. We should go fishing. I said, oh, hold on a second.
I ain't been in a long time.
I ain't been in a minute.
I know it's been a while.
Let me tell you what's funny about that. Me and Melissa understood the concept. Like, our travel agent was like, you go to this restaurant, you catch your own fish, and then they cook it. We're like, great. We did that. They brought that fish head. We said, oh.
I don't want this.
That's part of it, huh?
I said, I will be vegetarian from this because it's a little bit traumatic, actually, to, like, know something was alive and now it's on your plate dead.
That's the best eating right there.
Because when I used to go fishing, I would clean my own fish. I would chop off their heads.
We would catch them, clean them, and fry them all in the same day.
I went fishing with him.
It was very traumatic.
And we went fishing in New Orleans, and we caught all this fish, and we sat there and scaled it, cleaned it, gutted it. He chopped them heads off and fried it. I said, this is the life.
It was good.
The pregnant ones, I removed the eggs.
I can't do it.
You did that fish more?
Because then there was babies in there.
I was in middle school.
You're a mass murderer.
I was like, ha! At home by myself because all of my sisters were already moved out. And my mom was at work. I was like, you know what? We caught that fish the other day. I'm just going to go ahead and clean them. I'm going to go ahead and do
Angel,
that right
she
now.
Was doing it. Angel grew up at 6 years old. She was a grown woman. Hell Newport.
Angel, you want to play? I'm out here cleaning this fish. Y'all talking about some easy baby
With the cigarette in the mouth. Yeah.
Fish on the line.
Right. No.
Don't y'all be riding my bike.
absolutely.
We did the sushi in Japan.
I was telling Angel on the podcast, and Josh.
Say what now? Y'all was doing what?
They did, because you know they just came back from Japan.
Oh,
Marcus.
And they had
sushi. Oh, the fish market?
No.
They had sushi at a sushi restaurant.
Tell them.
Oh, the real sushi. The first Marcus. Sushi.
Oh, my God. No recommendations.
American sushi's better?
No. American sushi's American, and I'm American.
I thought I enjoyed.
I'm not going to say it's better.
But I'm used to that.
I agree. We are used
I
to
love,
it.
I want to try it because I love seafood.
Oh, I would love to see you try it.
I want
to
go.
I would love to.
But you know, I go as authentic as I can. We got this one spot, and I get the grilled octopus.
That's the problem.
You with the big long tentacle.
No, no, no.
But they're gonna bring it out, and this bad boy's like,
"No, gonna be holding on to it."
Like, that's how
we love authentic. They did. That's a wait. This
they
more
gave us
than
this
authentic.
Liver.
I don't like
liver. Oh, I didn't even tell them this part.
Liver's what? Disgusting. I any liver is nasty. It cleans your body. It's like the trash can of the body.
The texture. Of
I'm about
that,
to throw up right now thinking about it.
I was telling Angel they give it to you and then they be like
and they stare in your face.
Wait, watch you eat it. They wait and watch you eat
and
it.
And then you gotta and they take it personally if you don't like it. So they're like, we're good. It was like,
mm-hmm. Oh, they gonna think I hate them.
Oh,
I don't like it. Let me, sir.
Let me tell y'all what Melissa did.
What she did? Can't wait.
This was a prefix menu. It was like 18 things. We get to the second half and I'm just like.
I couldn't do it.
We got
oh,
six more.
You got it. Oh, y'all were just trying everything.
Just, yes. you,
oh, okay. I thought they like lock you in, like you ain't leaving until you try.
That's what it feels like.
Then you are kidnapped. You are kidnapped for like hour and a half.
It does feel like that. So we towards the end, there's like four or five left. And I'm just like, sir, we're full. We don't, we had a big lunch. We just don't do no
he
more.
Because
it was just, like, we're like, no, you eat. Right? So. He had set two aside for Melissa, and I was eating mine. I was like, I can't eat no more. Melissa, I can't eat no more either. So they were cool. They're like, okay, we'll just grab you a dessert and bring the check, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. Melissa's like, cool. She got two sushis that she hasn't eaten, right? Right there. Everybody sees it right there. The guy goes in the back. Melissa gets her napkin. She's like, it rolls up in the napkin. I said, why did you do that? She said, because I want them to think I ate it. But they won't think that because we're going to leave and they're going to open that napkin.
With all the sushi. You have to take that napkin with you.
No, she,
I almost wanted to.
She put it in. I said, yes, you could have. I told him it was. Well, she said, I panicked.
They're staring at you. And I felt bad. It's my people pleaser. I was like, oh
no.
I want them to think I like this.
You should have taken a napkin to the bathroom with you.
I didn't have a bathroom inside.
There was no bathroom.
Where you got to pee at?
It was outside the whole, outside of the, outside of the restaurant.
Absolutely. I can't do this.
I said, Miss, why'd you grab yourself?
Uh-uh.
I know Angel pee on herself when it is a bathroom available. So.
Right there. I ain't going to make it.
Oh no, it was outside. I said, I don't know. And then I just cracked up laughing, thinking about after we left and they started cleaning up and that napkin.
As soon as they opened it, she said, but then they'll be mad I'll be gone. I said, they didn't even care when you left it.
She was like, but I don't have to see them, man.
That's funny because like, I can see her doing that. It's like, hey, why are you doing that?
I was like, why would you do that? I was like,
I don't know.
My gag reflex is so strong when something don't taste right.
That they liver, would hate, you would have threw
it. I wouldn't have tried
the liver. We ain't no
we
liver
go
good.
To a different restaurant. He said, y'all want grilled lobster? We say, yes, perfect. They bring a lobster that's cut in half, right? Like they just cut it open. That man took the brains out. And put it into a thing and made a sauce. We was like, we don't want no more. We just we thought y'all had butter.
Yeah, by then,
where is the cocktail sauce, sir? Where's the drawn butter?
I don't want the brain sauce. I don't want the brain sauce. Why you did that? I've never seen. Usually they don't do that. He said,
I'd be like, I'm allergic just to the brain sauce.
Do y'all like the fresh out of the shell conch?
I don't think so. I'm about to be vegan.
No, also, let me tell you what.
I'm about to be vegan.
Bring us that fish head, Melissa said, I'm just going to try it. She wasn't paying attention, though. She just grabbed the piece and she ate. She said, that was the eye.
Oh, I'm not eating no fish head. What?
I said, that's a delicacy. She said, I'm not hungry no more. I told her, I said, when we get home, in and out.
Right. I want a processed burger that ain't hamburger.
In and out.
That's what I said.
In and out. Chick-fil-A.
You want cheese fries.
I'm very masculine. I am not delicacy for me.
She said, corn dogs. Mac and cheese.
Lego my Ego waffle. Pop-Tarts.
Give me a hot dog on a stick,
peanut
please.
Butter and jelly. I need stuff.
Marshmallows.
Hey, I want to go to the school. Give me that sausage pizza.
Uncrustables. Bring them.
Because we go authentic.
I do like getting out.
I be loving out there. Yeah, I got to try this.
Food tour, y'all. It was authentic after authentic after authentic.
Which I was doing that here.
No, he's talking about food.
Oh, in Japan. Oh.
She said she put some bonito fish and that thing was pop locking. Listen, why is it moving? She said, oh, it's just bonito. I heard that. Why the fish
bonito, ain't that pretty?
That in Spanish. In Japanese, it means that fish doing this. So the people like, oh, Kevin ain't in the comments. They're like, it ain't alive. Just the heat and the moisture. Don't give me a science experiment.
She did say that, though, because it's shaved so thin.
I don't care. The fish doing this.
There's no way.
Touch. I said, and then Lissa was like, I'm not eating. And then I ate that. It was like a ball with the fish.
Turn around. Look at you first.
Marcus, it had an octopus inside. I said, oh. She didn't tell me that.
It's got to be a Spanish-speaking country or the islands. That's only time I'm going to eat freely. Anything else? No, thank you. I cannot. No, I'm all for it.
Let me try it.
No, I can't. As you say, let me try it. Again, I'll be thin. I would love to go to
Tokyo with y'all, and I want you to eat that. That sushi.
Because
you know
exactly
I don't like tuna anyway, even in America.
Oh, and tuna's, it's y'all would love that.
I know it's fresh. Like, they had
tuna. Okay.
They had fatty tuna. Medium fatty tuna. Lean tuna.
But did it taste like tuna or did it taste like ocean?
It tastes like tuna. But I don't like that.
See, I'm turning it up.
The fattier tuna has a texture that I'm not fond of, but the leaner tuna tastes like what you think of when you think of tuna.
Listen, I just can't do the brains. I'm not doing no eyeballs.
No, you should try.
I ain't doing no eyeballs.
That.
I'm going to try a brain.
I'm going to throw up in front of you multiple times.
I'm a sympathy thrower upper,
I'm done with you for sure. We bonded. You know what else you can bond over? Masterclass. Ooh. That's right. Masterclass is, well, first of all, let me just tell you, that Masterclass, amen, is a sponsor of today's podcast. And Masterclass can really change the level of confidence you have in certain aspects of life and or work. Masterclass makes a meaningful gift this season for you and anyone on your list because you can learn from the best to become your best, from leadership to effective communication to cooking. Whether you're watching Masterclass on TV, listening in audio mode, in the app or on their site, the quality speaks for itself. It's like Masterclass instructors are your own personal mentors that are going to help you reach the next level. How much would it cost to take a one-on-one class from the world's best? Easily hundreds to thousands of dollars. With a Masterclass annual membership, it's $10 a month. Masterclass starts at $120 a year for unlimited access to one-on-one classes with all 180 plus Masterclass instructors. Learn how to negotiate a raise with Chris Voss or manage your relationships with Esther Perel. Now, there are over 180 classes to pick from with new classes added every month, like Martha Stewart's Think Like a Boss, Live Like a Legend. You already know she's going to be given all of the tea, right? The title alone is so intriguing. Or Anna Wintour. Okay, y'all know who Anna Wintour is. She teaches creativity and leadership, two things that she is definitively known for. Or Kelly Weirstirl. I just struggled on that name, but y'all can look her up. She teaches interior design. And one of our favorite, Kevin Hart, he is teaching a class on using humor to make your mark. Boost your confidence and find practical takeaways you can apply to your life and at work. And if you own a business or a team leader, use Masterclass to empower and create a future ready employees and leaders. This holiday season, give one annual membership and get one free at masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Right now, you can get two memberships for the price of one at masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
This is a really good gift idea. Again, masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Offer terms apply. Also, you guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all enjoy the holiday season, all four of us up here, and all of us are in the gift-giving mood. We absolutely love to figure out what our kids actually want for the teens in our life and the young adults. We know they love a good gift card, okay? And for my mother, we're giving her the experience of a vacation, so we have our traditions, right? But whether or not your family gives gifts during the holidays, you get to define how you give to yourself. And the holidays are a great time to do that. So whether it's by starting therapy, going easy on yourself during the tough moments, or treating yourself to a day of complete rest, remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. Both Marcus and I do therapy. Actually, all four of us do therapy via virtually, right? Which I feel like has really revolutionized therapy in general, but also it's made therapy so much more accessible. So different obstacles, hurdles that we have been trying to overcome, virtual therapy has made it so much easier to do that, and just also accessible to so many people. So if you think about giving therapy a try, start with BetterHelp, okay? It's entirely online, and it's designed to be flexible. It works in your schedule, because you can do it anywhere, in your car, at your office, in the bathroom, wherever is most convenient for you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with the licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time if they are not a great fit for you. In this season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TBTB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TBTB.
Y'all. Go ahead.
No. Oh. I was asking about food.
Okay. When is it coming?
It ain't. It's on its way.
Mm-hmm. So it's Jesus.
No one knows the long time. I had to check.
It was so funny. I saw this on Twitter. Hey, I just reminded myself I didn't make the video. It was like, what's one irrational fear you have has had? One irrational fear you had as a kid? And this one girl was like, guacamole. Like, I was deadly afraid of guacamole. Oh, I used to get it on the table. And I was like, the rapture.
Yeah, that's a very churchy response.
That's not irrational.
That's what I said. I said, in my life, that actually wasn't an irrational fear. Because every Sunday, they was like, get right, get left. No matter the day or the hour, Son of Man come. Then you get off the bus one day from school, and you turn down the corner, and you don't see no cars or no birds chirping. And you're like, I didn't hear that trumpet sound.
It didn't came.
Yeah. And I thought I missed the rapture, but I thought for sure they would have made some
street
noise.
Cleaning. It wasn't even that, was it?
It was just street cleaning. But I thought the Lord came, and I done missed it. That's one of my favorite stories about my brother.
I was just
when September 11th happened, and he was living wrong.
That baby thought he
that boy he saw that left. Stuff on TV, and he went to the church and knocked on the door and said, please, I'm sorry, God.
That baby bless him.
I'm so bless sorry, him. God. I know I had them kids, and I did wrong, but I want to be right. He said, nobody answered the door. Then he was like, oh, it was a terrorist attack?
He thought the pilots had disappeared in the plane.
Because you know,
said,
in the Left Behind series, it's always smoking fire. He was like, I don't, what? The ride that baby was at that truck.
Them movies, you don't need Freddy, Jason, Michael. Left Behind or any Rapture movie, and it will have you terrified.
Because the thing about the Rapture, it's over with. If you don't make it,
they wouldn't do you. If you're reading the Methodist Church, they would never do that.
If you miss the Rapture, it's hell for eternity. Ain't no try again.
They cutting off people's heads, man. Burning you in the forehead with the symbol.
Dumb.
And if you're still here for that, you know you in for hell.
It's over with. Look, you can turn the corner and not see Jason. You might get away from Jason. You going to hell.
I got to watch this. Just scare the shit out of myself.
Yeah, I mean,
but if you didn't grow up that way, it might not connect it.
It did, though. No, it did. Yeah, I grew up that way, definitely.
Fear-based then.
Once I saw enough elders in the church cussing and being dead wrong, I was like, oh, okay, I got company.
I won't be alone. Yeah. The one movie that took off some of the edge, there was one, I think it might have been the one that Kirk Cameron was in, where what they did that messed it up.
He led the way.
Yeah, he's still on it. He's still on the Christian soldier path. They folded the clothes of the people. And I said, now you done took the scariness away because folded laundry. That's not scary. Well, it is in a way. But like, I was like,
They said Jesus folded his stuff up when he got up out of that tomb.
They
said the clothes was folded up on the bench when they moved there.
No, they didn't say that, babe.
They did. It's in the Bible.
It's folded up.
Yeah, they said the clothes was folded.
He Marie Kondo'd his.
Yeah. Look, y'all go over and open up your good book.
Yeah, the tunic's just all straight.
It said he left with confidence. I ain't gonna need this. The clothes was folded.
I don't know which interpretation that is.
Yeah, it's in one of them.
It's in the Bible.
Open up the good book.
Open it up.
Hilarious. Okay, that's
I was like, remember that time Trump said,
we got one more ad. So
Fab.
We got
Okay, great.
I just want to say one more thing before you jump in.
Well, I wasn't going to jump into that sister. I got one thing to say about Sister Wives, but I wanted to talk about
it. Yeah, see, they done read it.
That's it. Okay.
Remember when Trump said his favorite book was 2 Corinthians?
Oh, that's the best.
And he said, what part of the Bible you like? He was like, oh, all of it.
Oh, I remember when he said all of it. It's really good, all of it.
Nothing specific.
What's your favorite scripture?
It's a really good book. Boy. It's a really good book. You should read it.
I can't even name one.
Really good impersonation.
That was good, Marcus.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Do yours, Kev. Trump? No. Do your Trump.
Bigly.
Oh, my Ray Charles?
No, he said Trump.
Oh, that's it. Oh, Bigly.
Oh.
I was scared of.
I'm Trump. As good as my Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Oh, do your Ray Charles too?
What? I got a woman.
What is it tickle you like that?
Real town.
I'm laughing more at you
that
than I am.
Oh, yeah. That's
so good. It's my favorite. Oh, you did this in person?
I sure did. And they were
too bad.
They were crying.
Because it's so bad.
They
it's
let
good.
Me do. They let me do all my fun stuff. They let me do British good. Accent.
I'm so glad they let
the,
you be
one
you.
One of the showrunners is, when does this come out?
Next week. Thursday.
So you can't say it.
The announcement is Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they let me do Friday. British accent. They let me do all my fun stuff.
That's good.
And they had already built that game.
You can tell by the Witcher College.
Oh, so good.
I'm excited for
it. I got a woman. Yeah, the funny thing about that is when I first did that for Melissa, I was dead serious, thought it was good.
I'm sure.
And I read her reaction. I was like, it's not good. She's like, it's literally the worst.
I know the words for it now that it wasn't at the time that you did it. It is.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear these words.
It is the Tubi version.
Yes. If they were doing the Ray Charles life story, the unauthorized.
I just didn't have the glasses.
There we go.
I got a warmer.
I hope they catch you. If Tubi.
Oh, yeah.
If Tubi did an unauthorized Ray Charles biopic, they got to cast you. The way you look now, no extra makeup or
nothing.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's like when they full
did,
beard?
Yeah, it's like full when beard. They did the Michael Jackson and they had...
Fun Flex?
Yes.
Or not Fun Flex, Flex.
Yes. Yeah. That
no,
is
you
what
in a soccer
is.
Shirt. Yes. As, no, even changed.
As Ray Charles.
Yeah, you got to do a Here's the Thing promo with Ray
Charles. Let me see your hand. Oh, what? You ain't just as beautiful as you could be. You got that soft arm. You're as beautiful as you could be. Oh, I like to take it down there.
It's you laughing at it. She is like, beautiful this you is it be. Right here.
Oh, what yeah.
What is your voice doing?
Oh, yeah. Your arm is soft.
Why do you sound like a little gremlin?
Exactly.
No. Did he turn into a gremlin? Yeah.
It's
so
bad.
I can't.
That's great.
Okay, go ahead. I know, because we won't cover it, but we watched, because we will be done with the show by this time, we watched Married to Medicine, and I want to go where they went. Did y'all watch Married
we
to Medicine?
We did. Oh, in Napa. They did go to
that
Napa.
The place in Sonoma. That place. I ended up looking it up.
I wanted to go back to Napa with y'all with no restrictions.
We went
to restrictions.
Oh, of course you can't.
You can't go
fire
there.
Up the Sprinter. Get Vinny on the horn.
Come on.
Vinny will be like, I'm on the way.
Get Vinny on the horn.
Only if we can go to that sourdough place.
Yo,
oh,
boy.
Oh, the English muffins?
English muffins.
When I was ordering this, I was like, I want to go back. The rooms went up.
We actually need. That's true.
That probably
we
was.
Actually need to do, what was that show we did when we was cooking?
Wait,
the Home and Away?
Oh,
yeah. The Bake Off.
The Bake Off.
But with the sourdough bread.
Oh, they're going to be terrible.
Oh, they're going to be so bad.
Bread takes a long time.
That'd be fun. That's why.
But that's when you divide it. No. This is like craft cocktails. You shrink that time.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
We're
going to
put some Sour Patch Kids in the dough, and now you got sourdough.
You add an expedient.
Yeah.
Or you don't. And you get what you get.
And you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Correct. We're waiting on you, Marcus, so we can talk about what your goals are for 20. Oh, anything else on Married to Medicine?
I just want to go there. Okay. Is what the big takeaway was.
It did look like they had a good time. You know what? The Quad is mean, ain't she?
Yeah.
What is her full name?
Quadrika.
Yeah, something like it.
Is it really?
I have no idea.
Let's just say that. Yeah.
Quad is a nickname. Because Quad is a nickname I've never heard from a person. That's the only nickname I heard.
Quad, Married to Medicine's real name.
She my Sabra.
Her name is Quad.
I was about to say, all I'm actually seeing
it
is
says Quad Web.
Quad.
Quadrum Leap.
Oh, that was me and my mama's show, Quantum Leap.
I love that show.
I used to love Quantum Leap.
It's coming back.
Oh my gosh. Really?
It's coming back.
Me and Ziggy.
Her name is Quadria.
Quadria. Oh,
okay. Quadria with two Y.
Cool. My middle name Monique.
What's
there? You know, come
Quantum
on,
Leap had your boy. Was it Scott Bakula?
Yeah, that sound right. White man.
Yes.
Man, very friendly face.
It's coming back with an Asian guy as the lead.
It better be as good. Me and my mother watched that faithfully. This is when I was the last child left in her house. We used to watch it until we started going to our home church that was having Bible study on Thursdays. And, of course, this is before DVR, so we just had to.
That's it.
That was it.
You don't have no VCR that records. You actually had to press it.
Yes.
It was
you
me
can't
and my
time
grannies.
It to.
We
it was,
did
it was
have
me
a
and
time
granny
woman.
Show, Quantum Leap.
You know what else
so
I used to
sad.
Watch?
I used to love that
did
show.
Did y'all anybody watch Highlander?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't watch Highlander.
That music coming on.
Oh, Marcus, I knew
that song was fire as hell.
Heart. No, I never watched it.
I never watched 24. I'm mad.
Oh, 24
that
was
way.
So good.
Oh, yeah, we
Jack
it.
Bauer would kill 90,000 people in 24 hours.
Yep. But that Band-Aid, who had a Band-Aid on their neck?
That girl.
That pissed me off.
You remember that one, Josh?
Because I was like, I don't
Band-Aid.
Like seeing this
Band-Aid. It was like the last season.
But it's all the same day, so it's never going to go away.
Oh.
24 was a good show.
Jack Bauer never went to the bathroom and never ate. Because nobody cared. No, he never ate no days.
It would cut into his 24 hours, right? I don't want to see him doing regular stuff. I want to see
him doing.
I know
that's what's good about TV show. People are like, they want to see the real. You don't want to see somebody have. You can't imagine Jeff Barrett like, I'm about to kill you after
and
I go to the bathroom.
And then
you
got to hear the stomach growl.
I don't have time for that.
I mean, he ain't have a power bar.
Man, in one of the bathroom. They waiting like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Stop. He's going doo-doo. He's just like. I'm going to get right back to that terror cell, but before I got a terror cell in my stomach. I got my own little hell I'm dealing with. Okay, I'm done.
All right. Okay. So what is Quad's issue, though? Because it seemed like she got issues with
well, she was roasting the dead last week.
Everybody.
Okay, what I heard low-key, I can't even really tell y'all, but.
You got inside information?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know when sometimes, this is what the takeaway, sometimes people feel like they are the lead.
Mm.
But this is an ensemble.
Mm.
And that's kind of the energy that they have been getting. And they all consider themselves, Marcus be breathing hard when he be eating. They all consider themselves an ensemble. Like we all mm-hmm. make this show.
Yeah.
And then when there was like a feeling of, oh, and the feeling was based off of certain things that had happened behind the scenes.
Mm.
That kind of.
And I last night at the end scene, I said, Kev, this feels like they're trying to vote her off the island.
I felt, we was like, there's something else going on here.
Yeah.
But did you hear when she arrived Toya said, oh, I didn't know you were coming. She said, I got to be here, boo.
I didn't hear her say that.
I didn't hear that either, and I wouldn't have connected if I did.
Yeah. She said, I got to be here. So, like, you can kind of tell she's there now because of contractual.
Yeah, that's why she had caught a different flight or something like that. I told Melissa, I was like, I feel like we missed something that happened because I think it's Heavenly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Heavenly was her homegirl 2 episodes ago. She was campaigning for her.
Yeah. It seemed like Phaedra didn't like her no more. Heavenly didn't like her. Toya don't. It's I don't.
Toya
understand
is
it. Their
a
relationship
vendetta.
Reminds me of what I can remember of Nene and
Sheree.
No, model girl.
Cynthia.
Mm-hmm. How they were like friends, but also kind of frenemies. And then Nene would low-key be real mean to the girl. I didn't watch previous seasons, but from the flashbacks, I was like, why was you ever friends with her? She seemed real mean.
I wasn't an old-school Married to Medicine person, but based off of what I've read, like her and Mariah, who's also not on the show, they were like, I don't know if they were fan favorites, but they gave like the storylines. Mm. They were the ones keeping it. Because old girl went through a whole divorce on this show.
Right.
That's her husband is married to Sweet Tea now.
Yeah. Right. And you remember, Heavenly brought Sweet Tea on the show.
Yes. Right. Oh, she brought her on?
Yes. Like, Heavenly is the reason why Sweet Tea is on the show. They've said it a couple of times.
Yes.
Like, she recommended to bring her on the show since she was marrying the ex-husband.
So why she get mad at her and be like, why your husband is old as dirt, that old nigga you married, you 30, that nigga 55. I said, God dog.
Because what I will say about these women is that they understand how reality TV shows work.
Yes.
And while you would think as doctors, they would not be caught up in pettiness,
but this check is good. So they've said, Petty, we will be. Petty, everybody will understands be. It's 10th season.
That woman can't even talk.
It's a 10th season?
Yeah. Yes. So they making money.
She can't even talk, literally. It sounds like she got, like, hot shit in her mouth.
Who?
The one, and then they're going to talk about them being an age gap. Like, he old as dirt and you 30. I'm like, he the same age as you. You old as dirt.
You know what she reminds me of?
Sound like she can fix a transmission.
That's a fire.
You know what she reminds me of? People who be like, well, I just got to speak my mind. I just got to say stuff. Like, you don't have to say everything.
You don't. You don't have to say any of it.
You don't have to. And if you do, you don't have to say it that way. Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to marry the man, I'm just, all I had to say is it wasn't going to work out.
Joshua over there, happy denim mug.
You didn't have to say that it wasn't going to work out.
Okay.
Next ad, we're reading it now.
Great.
But, yeah, I just feel like in today's reality TV world, unlike the real world road rules, if you're not willing to be a bit of a jackass.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to see wholesome reality.
They won't let you be on the show.
No, get out of here.
If you are boring, you will be voted out.
They're like, do you have a problem with somebody? You don't? Well, then how are you going to be here? Yeah, find a problem. Okay, sorry. Oh. Finding a problem is like trying to find this ad. There's so many. We're so grateful. And you know what else we're grateful about? Is this holiday season, right? Have y'all done y'all shopping? Christmas shopping?
No. I started to do my shopping December 23rd.
Listen, well, the holidays are the busiest time of the year. Don't get stuck worried about shipping. Let ShipStation do the heavy lifting so you and your team can put your time, money, and energy into more important things. Plus, when it comes to those inevitable holiday returns, ShipStation automates, recommends exchanges, and gathers customer feedback. So even if they bought the wrong size or color, they'll still have a great experience. Whether you're shipping from your house or multiple warehouses, ShipStation can increase your holiday profitability. First of all, adding ShipStation to your store platform or your back office is so super simple. That's the thing that probably makes me the happiest, is that when you are trying to automate and get in, like, hopefully scale, you want to add things that make your life easier and are easy to add. ShipStation is that company, is that platform to help you in so many ways if you're in e-commerce, which a lot of us are. I know all of us up here are. So you want to make sure you're doing what you can do to make sure that your company is doing the type of sales and giving the type of fulfillment that is needed this holiday season. You can quickly and easily update crucial order information and reduce errors, effortlessly integrate anywhere you sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and more. ShipStation manages orders, prints labels, compares rate, optimizes every shipment, and automates delivery notification. Automate returns and offer customer smart recommendation for exchanges to keep happy customers. Simplify and automate your shipping no matter how big your business grows. ShipStation has enterprise solutions that reduce warehouse costs and improve profitability. ShipStation's robust automations and reporting make scaling easy, and as your business grows, you can save thousands of dollars on shipping. It's also the industry's leading discounted rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post. Get discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. 98% of the companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life, and they have over 130,000 companies that use their business. Let your customers shop risk-free this holiday with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com and use code TBTB today and sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TBTB.
TBTB.
The other someone said, Allure can't wait to go to FAMU. One of my favorite conversations that I've seen thus far on this show was
Heavenly
and her husband trying to convince their baby to move.
Oh my God.
Because the weather.
He said they be having tornadoes.
It's the wind.
We used to not even have wind. Winds didn't exist yet.
At all.
I said,
the Lord just gave us breath.
When I tell you, I was crying. The weather is so unpredictable. Did you know it gets windy?
I said, they just saying anything now.
And that's the school they went to.
Yes.
The mom went to the school. That she was like, you can't go down to FAMU. There's rattlesnakes everywhere. What do you think they're calling rattlesnakes for? You think that's a mascot? Every class. You want to move away from home? Stay here.
Well, why did they make that baby do that corny reveal?
Angel had to rewind it. She said, look at this. Look at this.
Yes. I said, who produced this moment?
I agree.
She was like, but maybe. And it was fam, you see here. I said, why they make her do that?
Womp.
Right. But congratulations. That's amazing.
Womp. You know, them type of stuff, you want to be like.
Yes.
Big, big.
They just had her take a sheet off of her shoulders.
And I was wondering why it she was came a bad sheet. What was mm-hmm. she, or whatever. What, like, girl, what's happening? Why is you up in here like this?
She talking like that.
Because it was low.
Why is that like that?
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening. okay, and then that's it. That's all for the. Anything else on Married to Medicine? Because really ain't nothing happened.
No, just them arguing at the table and Phaedra being like, I said that.
She does that face.
She does it great. Phaedra.
She's like a cartoon man who has the big glasses on. Yes. And they're always like, I should be looking like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. She reminds me
she makes that face. Not, I respect Black women. I love them.
She reminds me of that saying when they say the devil take you longer, take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to be kept. Because she stirs up mess.
Yeah.
And then will sit on the sideline. Well, Phaedra told me. Mm-hmm.
I sure did.
Mm-hmm. But then don't say nothing. Just be looking.
The reason why she don't say nothing, she don't even know these women's names. She's just like, I'm just here for the check.
Literally.
She's like, I did say I didn't want to bring her around because the energy was bad, you know.
After she just lied three scenes earlier.
And said, we good.
Yeah, we totally fine.
We totally.
Well, Phaedra said, I did say that y'all have remembered. Yes, correct.
I said, well, and then Sweet Tea, bless her heart, Sweet Tea is not ready.
No.
She felt like she was thrown into a
lion's den.
A lion's den. Yes. Them folks are battle tested.
Yes, yes.
She's not. She said, you didn't want to be at my wedding. Girl, yes, I did. But you didn't. Okay. And don't yell at me. That's what heaven will be cracking me up. And don't yell at me.
Don't you raise your voice. Be out. You know I don't like that shit. Bring your fucking down. Okay, that's what I thought. Now I apologize.
That is. I guess she didn't apologize. You said, I will not apologize. It's the truth. It's the truth. It the truth. What do you know, man? It's true.
That is how they talk.
Yes.
And Sweet Tea is like, I just don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't like it when you say that. And don't do that. Don't. I'm not going to tell you nothing no more. I'm not going to tell you nothing no more.
I'm not going to confide in you no more.
I'm not going to. I said, she ain't ready. That baby look like she just woke up. Yes, these women have been in glam for the past 5 hours.
Yes.
And Sweet Tea just got here.
Yes. She ain't got access to the money girl. She just put that red ring on.
No. Oh, and then that extra filler girl that they don't
Who
even put.
Is she?
I think that was somebody they were testing out, but they she made her
spend the night with the other girl.
Alicia.
Well, yes, like, you want to stay with her? No.
She was key grip.
No.
And they said, just set her down.
She is a whole dentist, and her husband is too. And they said, y'all ain't got enough. Y'all just.
Said, you want to spend that with her? She said, sure.
She said, they were like, the new girl, you going to do it. She was like, I'm just happy for the camera time because maybe the camera will come in there.
Maybe Quad will cuss me out, and then I'll be popular.
Yeah, then y'all going to use any of my footage?
And y'all.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
That's why you can't watch. We watching that show, but I'd be looking down. I looked at myself. Who this?
I rewound it because I was like, I know I'm new to watching this, but this is 5-6 episodes in. Who are you?
They had They had a random scene with her and her husband earlier on in the season. And I was like, wait, who is this couple? And now they showed her again. I said, y'all don't really.
She
going to have to start smacking people.
This is just. It's fresh on my mind because I recently saw the part two of this. She's almost like Brick from Anchorman. She just showed up. It's like, what are you doing here? Yeah. What are you doing here?
Lamp. I love
you. When that movie started and they were at his funeral and he gave a speech at his funeral.
It's been a while since I've seen Anchorman, but it's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
It's really great.
I just saw it for the first time, the part two, recently, and I was in tears.
Oh, yeah. Stupid, funny movies like that. Yeah. What's the other one that I hated at first? That's what it is, stupid and funny. No. Napoleon I love Talladega Nights from the moment I watched it. I was all in. But this, what is it?
Blue?
That you just said?
Oh,
Napoleon Dynamite.
Here you go, friend.
Melissa did not watch.
It was looking at me, too.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite.
We watched that with her.
They can stay there. Don't worry.
Okay. We watched that with her and Nick.
Couldn't stand that movie the first time I watched it. And by the third time, the appreciation I had for
that
movie.
Which one now?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
Another just stupid, funny that movie. Has movie.
So many. When that boy put tater tots in his pocket, that kid kicked him.
Oh, that's oh, where tortilla. Yeah.
Get yourself a dang quesadilla.
A quesadilla. Oh, that's it.
Fine. Quesadilla. That nigga did that full dance routine at the
oh,
end.
Oh my God.
And Wink, this part is so funny to me. He was like, I'm selling these beats for college. And Kip was like, your mom goes to college. Nobody laughed, but he felt so like.
I did that. Where is he at? Where is that boy?
What John Heder? I don't know. He had a couple good years. Uncle Rico was also really funny. I could throw this football clear over that mountain.
Oh, yeah. He was great. He was so... You know, the other one is Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre belongs in the Academy. Oh, the I love Academy. Jack Black
too, they don't do it for me.
Oh, my God.
They don't do it for me.
Really? Are you not a Jack Black fan?
I actually like him a lot.
He's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's not. I think I've only watched it like 1.5 times.
Watch you gotta it. Watch it.
You
again.
Go home and watch it right now.
You gotta
now.
Watch it again. Yeah, you gotta watch it again.
Nacho Libre is so funny to me. I'd be quoting that movie just in my
echo out my face.
Listen, he smacked it. We be saying, brothers, this is the worst lunch I've ever had.
Is he part Latin? Is he part Hispanic?
Jack Black?
Yeah. I think
you
that's
say
probably
that
why
he looks like it.
I think that's probably why I didn't enjoy it. I was probably like, am I supposed to be laughing at you doing this?
Oh, because no, but I think know. That was part of the thing. Like, he's just a white dude.
He gets a pass.
Being
oh, he gets a, all right, he gets
I'm
a
tired
pass
of losing. I want to win.
I want to win.
This gave me no ego powers. Where are the nutrients?
A movie I completely forgot about.
I don't believe it. I believe in science. Why haven't I been baptized? Science. I've not been baptized because I believe in science.
A movie I completely forgot about. Ain't seen it in decades. Is National Lampoon's Summer Vacation.
That Chevy Chase?
Yes.
Oh yeah. All of them.
That scene after he wrecked that car and he's sitting there, he's like Russ, he puts his glasses on, and as he's talking to him, the glasses slowly just fall apart on his face and he just keeps talking. I turned it on and it was on that scene. I don't remember what I was doing, but I stopped everything I was doing.
The way Michael could not stop laughing.
Oh, when I break down, it's a wrap.
Tears, his voice is higher than mine.
I can't talk. Tears streaming down my face. Start salivating.
The holiday season don't feel like the holiday season unless we watch Christmas, Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's our Christmas movie. Y'all
I watched that.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't seen it.
Once
I haven't seen it.
Watch Party. I start watching that and I watch it every single day up to Christmas.
Really?
You yes. got to watch. It's so good.
I like Home Alone 1 and 2. It's Wonderful Life. I don't watch A Christmas Story. I just could never get.
Yeah, it's not one of my best.
Home Alone and then Bricks.
I like Elf, but I don't watch it every year.
Two? Mm-hmm. Him throwing them Bricks.
Oh, my God.
And Marv?
Marv got hit in the face with the iron.
Man. Oh,
and left the imprint.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
When Marv got electrocuted and he turned into a skeleton, Marcus, I was like, things can't be funnier than this.
It's the best. But y'all have to watch. I'll watch Nacho Libre again, but y'all have to watch Lampoon's Christmas. The first 10 minutes. I remember when we had my mother watch it for the first time. We had to pause it because she couldn't breathe. She was on the floor laughing so loud.
Is that funny?
It's so ridiculous.
But that's the best. That's what I'd love.
I'm in.
Yeah.
It'll be like Christmas too.
Some parts are like Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. You watch it a second time, you'll notice small, subtle things that will have you
crying.
There's one scene. They're walking through the grocery store, and his brother-in-law is there.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, yeah, he's loading stuff up. The brother-in-law is loading stuff up for his dog. He's like a mooch. He's just like trying to feed his dog. They got these big piles of dog food. He's just putting 50-pound bags of dog food. Chevy Chase picks up some light bulbs.
His cousin.
Picks up some 60-watt light bulbs, and they're just sitting there walking and talking. He sets his light bulbs down. He slams another bag on top of the light bulb. Just a crush.
He's like, yeah, Clark. It's so good. He has on a dickie. A black dickie underneath a white sweater. So you can see the full outline of the dickie.
How y'all got to watch this movie?
Underneath the Christmas sweater. It's the freaking best.
I love that movie.
Say Grace. Grace died.
Grace died over 30 years ago.
He not Grace. Say the blessing. And she goes, what did she say?
She sung the baseball.
Congratulations.
to the flag of the United
States of America. Oh, it's the best.
Those are two very funny things back to back.
Y'all got to watch it. It's so good.
Grace died.
He's not. No, he saved a blessing.
That's me and Angel.
What, yelling at each other? Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Yes. Sorry, we just got on a great tangent.
That's fantastic. The shows didn't give us nothing. It is like.
Yeah, this
blood out of
it. This is what
I want to say.
Oh, go ahead. No, you go.
I just want to say that there was so much hate in the comments for this show, and I want to tell you guys, I'm not a quitter.
So my sister
she said
won.
I won't. Yes. I don't know why. Listen, my mama didn't raise no food. She didn't raise no quitter.
Come on.
So we started the show. We gonna end the
absolutely
show on the same all 72 episodes.
I was 12 minutes
of actual content.
Yes.
On the same vein. Why the heck, if anybody mad that they didn't get a real review of the show, why the fuck you coming over here looking for a real review anyway? That's what I'm confused now. How long have we been doing Bald and Beautiful?
Listen, we don't never halfway review the shows to begin with. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get used to that. If you don't like it, shut up and watch
then when
anyway.
If we really review it, then we too mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
When we really start paying attention, you don't want to hear what we have to say.
No, no.
Marcus sent a picture last night because we watched the movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
Andrew, thank God he didn't send the other picture.
Yeah, the second picture. It was me. I even said, this is me, and I'm not sending it.
You will not?
I said, you will not.
I was like, you're right. That's me.
Send it. The whole,
I can't.
It's so much of nothing.
Robin be crying. I'd be like,
Robin was crying. Between that and Mary talking about Cody having to tell her to her face.
Yes.
After he done told her for 75 years.
Yes, come on.
That they're not together. I do like Christine. I want you guys to understand. Y'all think I'd be playing about her fashion. She be dressing. She has a tattoo now on her shoulder, and she's been, you know, I love an off the shoulder moment. She's been wearing off the shoulder stuff, showing her tattoo. She's been in her bodycon era. Okay.
Christine is on my nerves. Why do you love her?
Because she has but this is the thing. I was listening to a podcast today about it, and they said she has this British accent. And I started laughing because she said, I'm getting married.
That sounds like something she would freaking say.
And I'm just glad I was able
it's
to move
on. That whisper voice pisses me off.
And it's just crazy the way he talks to people.
Because
it's
Cody.
Not what we started. You know? Cody's not the same person.
She's like, no. And she also looks like she could be cast as Cinderella's stepsister.
Oh, yes.
She looks just like the women in the cartoon.
Yes.
Put your hair up in a bun.
Radiant J, I finished all 5 seasons of Plathville.
Now, Plathville is some good
TV. I'm all in.
She said, I'm here.
I'm all in. Hey. I'm not going to review it because it's going to go to trash next season. I know.
Plathville will be like, they finna review us?
Boring. I already know next season's finna be trash because this past season was everything was leading up to this 5th season. After this, it's a wrap.
And y'all didn't tell us there was no good tea on Married at First Sight. There was none.
Because they've been telling us to watch the UK version or Australia version, whatever the other version is.
Oh, see, that's what lets you know. They be knowing. And because the fact of the matter is, the publicist of Married at First Sight wanted us to. You remember when we met at the thing? Mm-hmm. At the Marvel thing? She was like, I said, we thought that you didn't want us because we talk about the people so bad. She was like, no.
We was just like that. Number one, we had all the folks on the show.
We going back?
I don't know yet. I have been talking to God about this for next season.
I speak to God in public.
Yeah, I got to figure out what we're going to do next season. But they said Married at First Sight is what you call it on the show this season? What you call it being?
Javon? Thank you. Yeah, did he make it on air?
I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen anything about that show.
Megan Good's ex-husband?
That's what I was going to say, but I feel like that was disrespectful.
Why? That's what he is?
I just stopped.
I don't know him. I know Megan.
You know, this is the actual truth, though. I just want to say this out loud. I think a lot of what Marcus says, I just don't say it.
Oh, we know.
Oh, okay.
We know.
Felt like this was revelatory.
Oh, no, we know. We understand that you just have more polish and refinement.
Got it.
Marcus is going, everything slips through
the
cracks.
Yeah, I be the unpainted version. You know, I'm just, what's that called?
Raw?
Yeah, it's primer coat. I'm primer coat. You paint and finish.
I got that reference.
Primer. He's not primer. Then you are stucco. You are when we just patched up the holes.
Oh, okay.
You can still see the holes patched
still
up.
Still see the. They still working. There's somebody in there got putty. It's still wet, falling off.
I am primer.
Marcus is spackle.
I'm primer.
It ain't gonna be nice, but ain't gonna be no hole in there. Nah. You shouldn't have done this.
It's just framework, nigga. You ain't got no covering.
Kevin is the one first coat of paint. Melissa is the crown molding, second coat of paint.
I'll be trying.
The sconces are up.
I'll be trying.
Where we just like.
But it's all held up by bubblegum and tape. All right, anything
that's
else?
That's why I'm an angry translator. I can do
this
it.
This is our last one this season, this right?
Right, which is why I wanted to talk about the goals for 2024, but it's fine. I think we're
and
done
we're
here.
Off next week, and here's the thing, we'll be what you call it?
Do we already have ads next year, or what is happening?
Child, yes.
Okay.
I just approved one while you was doing ads.
Okay.
When's the last time we did six goddamn ads?
This is the only first time. We've never done six ads before. I would know because
they know Melissa's plan. They're gonna hold on, please, motherfucker.
I know that's why I said.
They're like, we know
24 is already getting stacked right now.
If she kills a show that was at its height, she definitely would. She killed. What was it? Love Hour. Oh, she will kill a show when it's in its death.
I'll be Shonda Rhimes on Grey's Anatomy.
I said, you want to do this next year? Because that dog, this had been a whole year of terrible shows.
That's the problem.
We've been switching to shows.
God.
I said, you got me watching shows that I don't want to watch.
It's truly, if we enjoy each other's company, this would have been gone a long time.
Because
the shows ain't giving us
every
nothing.
Every time I turn these shows, last night on Married to Medicine, when that show went off, I said, hold up. That's it?
Yeah. And I was on Twitter and they was like, they was fighting. I said, oh, it's finna be good.
Nah, they didn't fight enough.
What you do?
Sister-wise, I'd be like, bro, I cannot. Y'all literally say the same thing.
If they weren't, if it was new stuff, it'd be easier. But it's literally they just taking.
When I was watching, I remember in our old house, it was every episode was a season. It felt like there was all kind of stuff happening.
It got too popular,
man.
And so they started doing too much.
You get too popular, too many episodes, too many ads. This season could have all been scrapped, except that fight. That fight episode was like that every episode. That fight plus Barn Dominium was in one episode.
Oh, see, that would be great. That would be great.
That's literally been the whole season. Barn Dominium and the fight.
We've been talking about this. I said, man, I'm tired of saying this.
You know, 10 years ago, I feel like, when Marcus was born, so 14 years ago, I feel like reality TV was at its prime. There were a lot of new show concepts coming out. That was the first season of Basketball Wives. Mm-hmm. There was just so much. There were so many more storylines to be seen.
Yeah.
And now they're just being replayed. And it's so extra written and produced.
Yeah.
That it's just come on, guys. There's no one just living
interesting
lives.
I feel like I'm right
lives.
Behind the camera.
Yeah.
Watching a show play out.
Yeah.
A show play
with
out.
Everybody around directly.
Yeah, when I was watching The Real Housewives way back when we had our first apartment, I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
There was Lisa Wu and Sheree had this. It was all, and then they don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see the same setups, the episodes are the same setups.
Yeah.
The funeral thing was something I hadn't seen, but that concept had been done a million times.
Yeah.
But at least that was
you're talking about when the girl resurrected?
Yeah.
It felt so produced because it was so odd, though.
Yeah. But then I was like, what happened in real life? But the episode, we're going to a city as a group and two people don't like each other. That episode is in every season of every reality
that's
show.
It's a tentpole episode in reality.
Tentpole episode.
That's what made it so difficult for me to get into and still the housewives and that type of reality. Because the reality show I was watching was West Coast Choppers. Yeah. And they were building stuff, and it was the father and son. What was that duo?
You talking about Pawn Stars?
Who? No.
Oh, West Coast.
No.
It was
the motorcycle.
The handlebar
mustache. Yeah. Paul and Paul Jr.
Yes.
And they were actually family,
really,
and they were beefing for real. Yeah. And it was just he started his own shop. I'm like, now this is good. That's what I was used to.
Cars.
A motorcycle. They was doing motorcycles.
Sunset. When it first came out, I was like, okay.
That's what I was going to say. I think that's why the beginning seasons, that's why I'm kind of over platform at this point. I think the beginning seasons of shows are real and authentic.
They are.
And then
West
it
Coast
starts
Customs,
to become
yeah.
mm-hmm. really produced.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
Mm-hmm. Everything builds up, for example, in Platteville, everything is building up to the divorce, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then once that happens,
there's nothing left.
There's nothing left.
That's why most of the time, family-based reality TV shows usually be really good, because then there is something at stake. When it's these fake-ass friendships, it's just like, you're not going to keep going back and forth for this. You might do that with your mama, your sister. That's why Real Housewives of New Jersey was actually really good, because so many people were related on that show. So was the Braxtons was good for the longest time because they're all related. Even Quiet as Kept, the Kardashians. One, their lives are ridiculous. Like, how
and y'all are family, so you quiet can't as a cat.
I've been watching it on this the new season on the Hulu.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
It's very good. It's very good.
I went back to watching it. I said, I know that one. This they are actually rich. They're not faking any of the money,
and they lean in.
And the, yes, they do. And there's so much ridiculous. Like when the sisters be mad, they not holding any punches.
Yes, they fought. It is real.
Kim and Courtney fought.
Well, that was on the old. I never watched the old.
Like physically.
Oh, I watched Keeping Up. She's
like a tussle. Girl's makeup on the wall.
I didn't watch Keeping Up, but on the Hulu version, whatever it's called.
Kardashians. It's just Kardashians.
This version, they lean into the fact that they are rich. Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, one of my goals in life is not to be Kris Kardashian, but to live.
Like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because Kris be like, I'm going to order Nobu as catering.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's going to tell me no?
Being a housewife to managing multiple multi-million
dollars. She has a masterclass.
I know, I've watched it. Multi-million dollar companies to two of her kids. I think being able, because I know Kim, I think is at the billionaire list. If she's not,
I think close
two
to
of
it.
Her, close to it. Two of her kids, all of her kids are millionaires.
Yeah, for sure. We could stay there, and you can stand on that.
And I'm just like,
I think Kylie's a little bit, you know, that. You know, when she made the list, it was kind of like, yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, like, are you sure, about this? Sure about
that? Especially the self-made part. It was a lot.
Oh, now the self-made, just let that go.
Come up off of that. Your mama's there.
I mean, you know, there are people who are drinking 1-8. What is it? 1-8-1-8-1-8. There we go.
Oh, the tequila.
No,
whatever.
It was like
1-8-2-1-8-1.
Yes, it is. It's the area code out here. And there are people who are drinking it, so she's probably making some money there. But, like,
Good American and Skims.
Come on.
Skims is a blessing.
Listen to me.
Also, the storylines of the show also happen in the actual world.
Yes.
So, like, it'd be in real, not in real time, but, like, that WNBA, NBA deal that they got Skims with, that's going to be an episode.
Of course.
When Kanye acts up, next season, that's going to be an episode. Mm-hmm. All the stuff that happens. Yes.
Because people want to know the inside scoop.
You stole my wedding country.
This girl passed the bar.
She did.
Like, that's... Kim.
That's dope.
Cheap.
Huh? That's fire right there.
Like, for real. Pass the bar.
I be having questions about it, but she did.
And you said you don't believe it?
I don't all the way be believing.
I actually...
But I do... One of the things you cannot take away from her, and I know this is what they are pushing on us as a storyline, Kim Kardashian works.
Yes, she do.
You hear me?
Yeah.
If you had a woman business, you would know what it's like.
The way she read Courtney... Oh my God.
She did. She read her.
Tell me what she said. I don't remember.
That's what she said.
Oh. If you had a business.
If you had a business, you think you all this, that, and the third because you, mama, guess what? I'm mama too and I have a business. You know what your problem is? You don't work. Yeah. I have a business, several of them. And what do you do except complain?
You have anything you're passionate about?
When the Harvard School of Business call you to come speak, you can't really.
Kim, it sounds like you might be having a little bit of a hard time just figuring it out. Do you need some? And if no one's going to be ready on time and I'm like lingering. Do it at 7 in the morning.
This was a clip.
Out of here. Do it at 7 in the morning. Who are you meeting with? Be nice.
Kim, you're just.
Do it tonight.
Kim is annoying, Courtney.
You're being annoying.
Why? Because Kim wants it around her schedule?
Do you know what we're fighting about? There are people out
there.
Maybe if you had a business that you were passionate about, then you would know what it takes to run a business, but you don't. So don't even act like you know what I'm talking about.
Courtney's like, I have Gooch.
That poker. the sister dynamics that play out on that show, because that was on Keeping Up. I just saw the clip. I didn't realize that. But it's still, those dynamics between Courtney and Kim are still affecting them in this show.
She told Kim
these years later.
This show.
Oh, that was a long time ago?
That was on Bravo.
She told her, you think you so special and everything you do, you got to dominate. You can't let nobody have nothing. It's all about you. And Kim was like, sorry, I feel that way, but I do.
And
I don't even get Kim is younger than her. She be punking her all the time. Like, I wish you would talk to me like that, girl.
Kim is the middle. Courtney's the oldest.
And Courtney is on this self-discovery journey.
Oh, God.
But she do not f*** with none of them. She's like, you know what?
She don't be at the stuff. I forgot to invite you guys.
Yeah, she was like, the more I'm around Court and Chloe and Mom, the more I don't want to be like them. That's the thing, that's the oldest, she really doesn't.
She be like, bro, her businesses suck. Also, I'd be like, girl, now listen.
Well, so she's Vanessa.
Gooch. I called it Gooch.
She Vanessa.
Gooch. That's that other white woman, huh?
She's Vanessa.
That's Goop,
not Vanessa. Sandra.
It is Goop.
Yeah, she's Sandra Cosby show. She just
show up
never on the show.
Nigga, that is her. But I forgot about Kylie, Vanessa. Though.
I mean, not
Sandra.
Kylie.
Sandra.
Sandra.
Kendall won't be showing up either.
Let's hush, hush. Said, everybody,
I have
hush.
Anxiety. She's like, I'm going to show up as the minimum to get my check. And y'all crazy.
Tristan be on the show more than they do.
Listen, with his high booty.
Tristan be like in the NBA.
Trying to save his entire career.
I want to say this. I want to go back, though. We was making fun of Kourtney Kardashian's business. Angel called it Gooch. Alyssa was like, Gooch. This dude, Josh, said Poosh. Marcus was like, Poosh. That's the other woman, Goop.
There you go. Mix it together. The other white lady, the white girl with the band member.
Gwyneth
Paltrow.
There you go.
Then Marcus said, it was Vanessa. You know, it was Sandra. I said, because you said it was Vanessa. It was Sandra.
Uh-huh.
That's 40.
We just all said it right here.
43. That's the bold and the beautiful. We in our big corners.
You know the,
this is
Josh's aging right along with us, though.
Because as long as you understand who I'm talking about,
that's all that matters.
That's all that really matters.
We're not filling out federal forms. We just got to get close enough.
We was on the phone last night with one of our nieces. It was so funny.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to tell the story, but this girl said, listen, I need to talk to y'all, but I got to cuss. So just don't try to stop me. So she's cussing, right? Telling the whole story. Me and Melissa was like, you know, you grown. It was really funny. I forgot why I said that.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Melissa said something. He forgot the point in the middle of the story.
Melissa said a wrong name. And I said, she said, don't correct me. You know what I meant. She knew what I meant. You get the vibes and the essence of what I'm talking about.
That's all that matters.
If it's a tree and I say a troll and you knew I meant tree and she knew I meant tree, you wasted my time.
We're wasting time. You're damn right.
The point of the story is
nah,
dead.
Kevin, that ain't even the point.
The story is dead. You forgot the point of the story in the middle of telling the story.
I was searching for it. I was like, sometimes I start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going.
Hold on.
I hope I have to find it in the middle.
Our friend Denora, she put up a post. She said, true talent is doing something and forget what you're doing while you're doing it.
Absolutely. Walking into your closet and being like, why I come in here?
You know how many interviews I've done? And I'm like, oh, Angel, if you don't swim your way out of this, because I have no idea what the original question is. But you can't say it in the middle. No. You just like, and so, yeah.
I did it at Chance's speech. I had no idea what I was trying to say.
Oh, Marcus. Oh, let's tell this story.
At Chance's birthday party?
Let's tell this story. So, okay. He's in us.
I didn't know. I thought you knew what you was talking about.
No, I had no idea.
No.
I didn't even want to get up, but I had to.
It was a beautiful moment. We all attended Chance's 45th birthday party celebration thrown by his lovely wife Tabitha. We were at dinner and Tab opened the floor for people to say something. Me and Marcus were not going to get up there. We were like, he's got
what's
friends.
Somebody like Carlos get up where they've been together a minute.
He was his best man.
They done been through things.
Right.
I'm like, I ain't going to get up. I have nobody compared to
that. But I forget that, like, we are the Chatty Cathys. People's normal friends don't be wanting to do a bunch of talking.
They're not. Public speaking is a lot of people.
Yes. And so, real quick before, go to set context. Everyone here understands we're the new friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We know that wholeheartedly.
Great. Tab, give Chance his flowers. Nobody stands up.
Yes.
Y'all do realize.
We're also creative. We're not going to let them be no dead air.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Y'all we thought people was going to line up. I was like.
If y'all not going to stand, well, guess what?
Yeah.
Now like, I got to go.
Because now I'm tapping Kiff. You got to well,
listen,
go.
That's exactly. Because I'm like, they have planned this beautiful weekend and have allowed us to be a part of it. Right.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Correct.
I'm going to sit here and let flowers not be given.
Exactly.
Right? So. I was like, once we realized it was not really happening, I said, okay, Marcus, we just need to go before Kevin.
I'm like, I'm trying to grab her as she's getting up.
Because I already know if Kevin gets up, he's going to give us a good solid ending, right? Yeah. I already know how you do. So I was like, we got to go before Kevin. Kevin gets up there before us. I was like, God dang it, because something had happened.
And I'm like, good.
No, something had happened to throw us off.
It threw everybody off.
Yeah, something, no, yeah, you know, we're going to do that.
It's still talked about today, trust me.
I was like, this is great. No, something it was the funniest thing in the world to me.
Literally, when we were getting ready to do it, the thing had happened, and I was kind of like, thrown aback, and I kind of that was off.
Remember when the Ninja Turtles used to get hit on the game? They had the
stars.
I was actually like, I'm off right now. I was out. The stars to go away.
So, you're just like,
so we get up there, right? And
I had no desire on saying anything. Marcus,
so I say something related back to an experience we all had with each other. Was like important because I was also like, I want this to be authentic. I don't want to just give flowery words. I don't want to give flowery words that don't mean anything. Marcus gets up there.
I black out. I don't know what
I'm saying. Like, if you having a party in hell, I go.
No, put it in context.
No.
I said.
I know what he said.
Hey, what I said.
Marcus was basically saying, Chance got your back. Correct. I got your back. Right. Like, if Chance has your back, he really got your back. And that's how I feel about you, Chance. I'll do whatever it takes.
Thank you, Cam.
That's what he said.
I don't like Vegas.
That's the Sandra conversation. Yes. Gooch, pooch.
Right. Yeah.
But then Marcus continued. He had landed the plane. Then he took off a little bit more. He said, listen, man, if you go and have a party in hell, I'd be like, hi, Satan. We was like, whoa.
I know. I said.
Everybody said, no.
No, Tab said, we ain't having no party in hell.
I said, all right.
Marcus.
I ran it back. Arizona in the summertime, no shade. I'm going to be there.
Oh, party in hell. Hi, Satan.
This is why I wanted to go before Kevin.
You didn't have to go. Kevin ended it.
Hi, Satan. It was so funny because you hear a lot of like,
I know. I said, well.
No clap.
I said, no, all right. I said.
And you see Marcus be like,
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Here's Marcus a lie. Yeah. He's not embarrassing, nor does he care.
I said, all right, I fucked up. Arizona, middle of summer, no shade, no tents.
He really did with partying. No speed bump.
He caught up quick.
Too far? Okay. You know what? Arizona sometimes.
Okay, not him.
I'm already embarrassed because I'm up there talking. I didn't want to talk. But this talking of ass, you got to say a speech.
No. And then when Marcus and Angel went to sit down, you can see it. See it. Not the
yeah. That's why you can't just sit over here. Like, sit over here and shut up.
Toby, his wife just met you and you talking about going to hell. Why are you saying shit like that?
Toby done shot. He ain't worried about me talking about going to hell.
It's so hard. It was so funny.
And that rabbit thinking you a satanist. Yeah, so we're old. We in our big fours.
All right, man. I've been doing so good. I didn't go for no ads. Please let me go.
I'm so proud of you. Go
on. I keep thinking y'all going to be stopping.
The other part, Kev,
we wait for? We'll be back the week of January 8th. That's when the first ads be dropping. They are already three of them.
And we going to be on it. There'll be more before we get there.
Sure enough. Thank you guys so much. We hope you enjoyed this season of 2023. The Bald and the Beautiful. It has come to an end. Please make sure that you are safe and you come back next year in 2024 with your limbs attached in your right mind. I hope all is well. I hope you get what you deserve. And you can take that as a good way or a bad way.
Oh, come on.
Hey.
Period.
Amen. See, that's spoken like me, a polished me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.